Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Today we want to look at a prayer that we know the Lord has heard and did answer. In the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, I want to just take a step back and look at this prayer, having shared it with a group just recently, and how the Lord blessed my heart again as I looked at this portion. There are two men here, as the Lord tells us, that went up to the temple to pray. They went to the right place, or a right place to pray, and one, a Pharisee. And you look at his life, the Lord tells us in the Gospel according to Matthew that these people were people who did right. They were people outwardly who did right. He even uses them as an example. In Matthew chapter 23, then spake Jesus to the multitude and his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do." Okay, so they're telling you the right thing, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. And so the Lord takes note of a man who is a Pharisee. And this is, of course, a parable. But he says, these two went up to the temple to pray. And one being this certain Pharisee, he stood. He was so proud of himself. He said, "God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess." And that was a boast that he had made before the Lord. He was rejected by the Lord. He didn't ask the Lord for anything, but he was just declaring, making his declaration as one who had returned from overseas, passing through customs, telling what he had brought back that was to be taxed. "Look at what I've got, and compare what I have, and accept what I have, and look at what I have and envy me." That was the attitude this fellow had. And the Lord says, "The publican standing afar off." Here is a man who is so bowed down with his knowledge of his sinful condition before a holy God that he does not lift up his eyes, doesn't even lift up his head toward the Lord, but smites his own breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. What he was asking the Lord to do was, Lord, be toward me as thou art. When thou lookest upon the altar whereon the blood is sprinkled for the covering of sin, Lord, thou art satisfied by that blood. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You see, the blood had to be shed, and the high priest dared not go into the Holy of Holies without blood on the Day of Atonement. He could not do that. The Lord would not accept him. He would not be representing the cause of the people. He would be, in fact, angering God. He would be presuming upon the grace of God. And actually, he'd be committing suicide to go to that altar to try to make a prayer without offering the blood for first for himself and then for the sins of the people. Now, the high priest's garment was designed of such, with the pomegranate bells around the mid-calf, that he was ministering about holy things, that he was in that temple, in the Holy of Holies, sprinkling the blood upon the mercy seat. And the Lord would see that blood shed, and he would be satisfied with this offering. And so this man here has the knowledge of his sin. He has a knowledge of the holiness of God. And therefore he says, Lord, be toward me as thou art. When thou lookest upon the altar wherein that blood was shed, is sprinkled for the sins of the people, Lord, I'm a sinner. And you know, the Lord can help a man or a woman who will admit that they're a sinner. When you say, I'm righteous, you're saying, Lord, I'm just as good as you are. And if you would expect to get help from the Lord, and you're declaring that you're as righteous as God, and God should add to your righteousness, then you would be more righteous than God. And that will never happen, friend. Those who boast in their righteousness are insulting God, insulting the demands of God. Now, here's the passage where the Lord tells us that this man's prayer was answered. Verse 14, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. The Lord tells us that a prayer by a person admitting, confessing that he is a sinner in need of God's mercy is a person whose prayer will be heard. You want your prayer to be heard? Don't boast in your righteousness, which you do not have. But you glory in the cross of Christ. Look to the wounds of Christ. The blood was shed for our sins, and the Lord will be merciful to you, a sinner, when you tell him that you're a sinner, because Christ died for sinners, not for the righteous, but for the sinners. There is hope for a sinner, nothing for the self-righteous. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.